This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday where we work and some people don't, but a lot of people are. And whether you're working or not, we're glad you're along with us on this President's Day. Happy President's Day, Daddy.
Hey, wonderful, wonderful. Great to be here, Doug. Nothing I'd rather be doing.
That's very few times that I wish I was you. But you have a pretty good base for all this wind, so I'm guessing it doesn't affect you quite as much as the rest of us.
It's been a mess the last 2 days, and hopefully everybody's safe from what's been going on the interstate to the east of us. What a disaster yesterday was, and it's kind of strange for all the snow we're hearing about going across the interstate when the sun was out in Kearney. Yeah, we had the wind, but the sun was out here yesterday, so it was a little hard for us to even imagine that, but hopefully everyone remains safe out there.
Coming up on the program today, we talk about all the things that happened this weekend, from basketball to wrestling to NASCAR. Yes, we'll mention that because I'm throwing it under the bus again. In fact, maybe that's what they ought to race, buses. Also, coming up on the show today, Eddie Aaron's going to join us from Elwood as we preview the state wrestling tournament. We had a lot of folks come in yesterday for the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. We want to say thanks to all the coaches and wrestlers. And, boy, it looks like there are going to be a ton of area wrestlers competing for medals and state titles and state team titles coming up this Thursday through Saturday at the Quest Center in Omaha with complete coverage right here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Girls sub-districts begin in C&D today. The Heartland Hoops Classic is in the books. Tony, there were some good teams, but maybe not that many games that came down to the wire. In fact, really only a couple of the seven were contested over the last 3 minutes. Ewing-Axtell was the best game of the day. Kearney Catholic Adams Central provided a six-point game. Everything else, the margin of victory ended up pretty wide.
You know, I think if you're talking about those two close games, I think, yeah, they were competitive till the end. Adams Central kind of had a lead, but Kearney Catholic challenged them and pushed them till the end. The Axtell deal, you know, you're risking 50 points. If you lose that game, 38 is what you get. The risk-reward, Axtell got 50 points for winning that game. If they would have lost it, they'd have got 38. I think that's right. And I think the risk-reward...
That's what Coach told you? I don't think that's right. They were undefeated. I think it would have been... I don't think you get... No. I got to double-check. I don't think you get double penalized. No. I think it would have been 40 or 42. But nonetheless.
Nonetheless, the risk-reward was great. It came down to pushing yourselves against a team that was undefeated on the year. And I think it was a great victory for Axtell to pull out. Did talk to an area coach that said the Heartland Hoops Classic and the people that organize and run the event, top notch. He said the state tournament could send some people to Tino Martinez's clinic and let them learn what goes on there, because it was second to no one, including the state tournament, what went on over there. And he said great work on that. So I think that's great. I think it was a great lineup all day long. You got to see great, great teams play.
So that's what's going on with the Heartland Hoops Classic. They're already geared up for the fourth annual next year. And so we hope to have, again, we'll be covering it. We'll be in as part of it. And some different teams, some same teams. So it should be fun. Tino Martinez told us on Friday some of the matchups are already set for next year. But I want to start off before we get back into what's going on locally. I'm sorry. I don't like NASCAR, and yesterday was another reason why. I mean, at the studios for over 6 hours yesterday working, doing the wrestling rally, and so this thing starts before noon and doesn't get over until, what, 7 o'clock? I mean, it started, what, 12:30 and got over close to 7? Well, I'm just going to tell you this, people. If you're going to call it the Super Bowl, and again, we got a guy nobody's ever heard of, and the NASCAR junkie said, oh, well, yeah, nobody's ever heard of him, all right? Okay. the point of the World Series, the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, the NBA Finals, is that somebody you've heard of, by the time it's over, you know who it is. Jamie McMurray. You know what? If you'd ask me, we're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Who is Jamie McMurray? NASCAR racer. Swedish supermodel. You know, polka band leader or ballet star.
Ex-Nebraska coach, Loop City phone book?
Jamie McMurray. Who?
Jamie Dale, Darrell Waltrip, Richard Bay, Rusty Olsen, Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Jonathan.
No, you don't get to go yet. This is the Super Bowl of your sport. Again, idiotic to have it the first thing. Unique, idiotic, all right? Secondly, has any other major sporting event where you crown your champion of the world, football, basketball, whatever you want it to be, hell, throw in the Kentucky Derby, have they ever been delayed 2.5 hours because, That Daytona 500 is coming up. Where? That next week? That next week? Let's go. What? We're in a pothole. They haven't paved the thing in 32 years. They haven't resurfaced a track in 32 years.
Apparently, there's some trouble out there.
A joke and an embarrassment. And then to have to. And I'm going to be honest, because just so I can have a little bit to further my furor and my disdain for this sport, I tried to watch the end of the race last night. Here we go! Oh, no. Here we go! Oh, no. Here we go! Exciting finish, my ass. When everybody's grouped up for two laps to go, of course it's going to be an exciting finish. They're all together! How can it not be an exciting finish? Why don't you talk NASCAR on this show? Because there's no point to it, all right? So there again is your yearly rant on NASCAR. Turn left, pothole, stop for 2.5 hours. I'll tell you what, even the state of Nebraska can get a pothole fixed in less than 2.5 hours.
You got to calm down. I think it's a little bit more technical than that. But nonetheless,
what?
45-minute stop.
It's more technical to fill that pothole?
Well,
where can we get some stuff to put in the hole? We got to warm that stuff up now.
Well, they didn't do it right the first time. Then it got bigger. Doug, you're right. Why did it take that long? I don't know. Why would they not be ready for that? Why would it not been a problem that they saw 3 weeks ago? I don't know. You would have thought that somebody would have maybe looked at the track. I agree. I think you're exactly right. Now, I think some people have probably heard of Jamie McMurray somewhere along the line. I've heard of Jamie McMurray.
It's because you were in fantasy NASCAR. That's the only reason. Admit it. Admit it.
No.
Admit it.
No.
Bull.
But you're right. For that to take that long on a day where there are not rain delays.
I'll guarantee I can name more NASCAR drivers than you, and I would have never known that Jamie McMurray was a NASCAR driver.
Really? Is that a challenge?
Well, it's no reason to, because I, as usual, would win. And we don't want to bore the public.
We'll do it during the break. We'll take 60 seconds, and I'll see which one of you guys can name off more there.
Oh, no, we go back and forth. This is no challenge. He names one, I name one. I mean,
Eddie will get through, what, 3, 4?
Yeah, see, nighty-night. Anyway, NBA All-Star Game. For guys standing around and not playing defense, that was almost as exciting as watching guys turn left all day.
You didn't like that either.
No, it had some entertainment, but boy. Yeah. And then the last 2 minutes, they played defense, or at least they tried to, and they fouled every once in a while. But you knew that nobody was. You knew they were going to shoot a three on the last play. Nobody wants overtime in the NBA All-Star game. I'll tell you what, though, the NBA and Dallas got what they wanted. If 108,000, the official attendance is correct, even if it's in the ballpark, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, to watch from, you know, even at the start of the game, the athleticism, when those guys come in, yeah, the defense isn't up in your face like you would see in a nightly game. But to watch the dunks and the alley-oops that they throw, and, you know, watch those guys hit the open shots and to score the points they're able to, it is amazing. And I think it was a great show last night. Came down to the like that, pow. You know what? The alley-oops that they're throwing 12, 13 feet in the air, they don't have to be anywhere around the basket. They go up and get it and throw it down. You know, to see, people relatively, it isn't always LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, the MVP, doing it. You're going to see a new flavor of guys out there. David West, Derek, you know.
Yeah. He's a good player. New Orleans player. Yep.
Darren,
my boy Dirk got the starting bid a couple days before, too. So
well,
I'm happy about that. Yeah, absolutely.
In Dallas, come
absolutely.
On. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number if you'd like to chime in on anything or trying to defend your sport. Or you can shoot us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Check out our poll question. Got an email about that here. We'll talk about that in a minute. If you miss any of our programs in the near future or the past, all you got to do is go to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft as we turn our attention closer to more basketball. And, of course, Daddy, your favorite sport had its state championships over the weekend and some area champions.
Three of them. Three area champions. Couldn't be more happy, ladies. Grand Island Senior High, Alma Cardinals, and I Go Home to Your Motherland, Ord Burwell. They did it. Three area teams take home state bowling titles. What a wonderful weekend. Southeastern State. Oh, terribly emotional.
I just want to say one thing to the victors there at Ord Burwell. Take it easy on the celebration. We don't want to burn down another alley. Hang in there. Congratulations to all those kids. That's pretty fun. Pretty cool. Anytime you can be a champion, that's pretty cool.
Real cool.
Even if your name's Jamie McMurray.
That's real cool. And congratulations, Coach Barlow at Grand Island Senior High. We would say congratulations to the other two coaches, but I don't know who they are right now.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Do you know it's the eve of pitchers and catchers reporting? Our Powder Brew Royals fan, Jeff, says this Royals fan finds himself concerned. I'm concerned about the loss of Buck, Tien, and Olivo, followed by the addition of Twilighters Jason Kendall and Rick Ann Keel. That's what the Royals do all the time, Jeff. Bring in guys and hope they got another year left, and they never do. Even worse, he says, is the ESPN Superstation poll question this weekend about the Royals on radio. I tune in and listen to a large majority of the games. I would be deeply disappointed if the station would drop the coverage. I'm not sure about the intent of the poll question, but I ask you to please not take the game away from the Kearney airwaves. I can't wait for baseball, and I love my new Sun Heat heater. Thanks, guys. Jeff and Kearney. Of course, Jeff, a previous contest winner, is staying warm. The ESPN Superstation Sun Heat poll question, as a matter of fact, is do you enjoy Kansas City Royals baseball on ESPN Radio? And right now, the majority of you say, yes, I listen to a lot of the games, 57%. I do not listen to Royals, 24%. I listen to some of the games, 19%. That does not surprise me from the sum to a lot, because I think people that listen to baseball listen to it a lot.
Yeah. I'm one of those guys that, for me, if a baseball game was on the radio, I would listen. It doesn't matter if it's the Royals or it doesn't matter if it's the Pirates and the Brewers playing one another. I would listen to the baseball game. I listen to the Royals because they're my favorite team.
So go ahead and weigh in on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll talk. Daddy, I don't care if you're young. You don't get beat by 40. You don't go to Texas and get beat by 40. And now I'm a little worried about the women. Two mediocre teams, very mediocre Missouri team, and you're down with 3 minutes to go. And I know eventually I said they got to lose, but you don't want to lose to the worst team in the league. They win, but they give up 78 points. I'm not so, you know, they win, but they give up 78 points. They've been thrashing people, hold them under 50. 78. They didn't,
Yeah. Well, Missouri finally found a way to knock down some three-pointers, something they had not been able to do at all. They found the right afternoon against Nebraska. Was there like 108 people there? Terrible crowd at Missouri. But
what do you do about the Nebraska men, though? Now they go to Kansas State, ranked 9th in the country. The new poll should be out here within the hour.
Well, it's just... We talk about, you know, Doc Sadler comes out and says he can't fault the effort the kids are giving in practice and in the games. Well, right now, I think he's finding out the talent-wise, you're just not close.
Yeah, but you can't lose your team. You can't lose your team. And hopefully they don't.
Well, hopefully he doesn't have everybody just throw their hands in the air, because then it's going to be another 40-point thrashing at Kansas State. And then you're really... Doug, I don't know. We've said they were young forever. Andy Markowski on the other day saying, guys, the first recruiting class is bad. Let's relax a little bit. But after last year, didn't that give you some promise in the league? Just a little bit, a glimmer of hope that maybe this team was up and coming and could compete and at least be 500 around there?
Without March, yeah. I mean, pretty amazing. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ed Aarons is going to join us in the about the third segment. We're a little after the bottom of the hour. We'll talk with him. We'll look at some wrestling. And we've got a lot more with UNK, the Huskers, and Hastings College. Stay with us.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal and the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite with Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal and the Loft, rolling through the winter and spring sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
AgWest Commodities has developed one of the best ag information websites you will find. It's packed with unique features to help today's producers make those critical decisions. Check it out at GoAgWest.com. With price quotes on more than 50 commodities and CRB news with to-the-minute posts on current market conditions, you'll find it all at GoAgWest.com.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go AgWest.
College basketball steps it up a notch.
Yeah!
As a few of the top teams go at each other.
Share them with a right hand!
Syracuse, Villanova, West Virginia own the court in the Big East. Kansas, Kansas State, and Texas cross borders in the Big 12. Duke, Wake Forest, and Maryland ignite the fireworks in the ACC. We're talking college basketball, because it's never too early to think about March Madness.
Right side of the wing, open jump shot away.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 30. Northwest winds remain gusty from 10 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will stay partly cloudy with a low near 8 degrees. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Doug and Danny Shung, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Ed Aarons is going to join us, talk a little state wrestling coming up here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. So stay with us for that. They were among the teams that We're at the D3 meet in Amherst over the weekend and qualified five. We're going to let you know that we are feeding our guests courtesy of Burger King on the Doug and Daddy Show. Every day a free meal deal to our guests. All you have to do is take their certificate in. They get a free meal on Burger King, home of the Whopper, Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. How about for breakfast? Sausage, egg, and cheese, croissant sandwiches, two for $3. Two for $3. Other daily specials, about a quarter-pound double cheeseburger, only a dollar. And, of course, their drive-through special, the 32-ounce drink for a dollar. Two locations in Kearney to serve you, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, also located in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Feeding our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, thanks to Burger King, one of our newest sponsors. As we look at the district wrestling... Grand Island, Kearney, Millard South all qualify their entire team. Boy, great for them. But when did this start? I mean, it's great for them, but I'm going to be honest. That doesn't mean that they had 14 district champions. We're seeing such a drop-off in Class A, and unfortunately we're seeing a drop-off in Class D from numbers. In Class A, I think it's more of a recruiting, lack of interest. Some schools just don't have coaches and programs. Other schools do. I mean, in Lincoln and Omaha, sort of like basketball, this is known as a basketball school. Well, this is known as a wrestling school. If you want to wrestle, you go here. If you want to play basketball, you go here. If you want to play volleyball, football, run track, this is where you're going to have a better team. You're going to have a better opportunity. But the weird thing is, in wrestling, even if you're in the metro, pretty much those same schools are at the same spots every week. So you're going to be seeing the same talent. You're going to be seeing basically the same kids, whether you're wrestling for Lincoln Southwest or Lincoln North Star or Omaha Creighton Prep or Omaha Bryan. You're going to virtually the same meets. So it's unfortunate, and it just means that there are very few teams that have any opportunity once you get to Omaha to medal, to win state, to be in the top five.
But obviously there's a correlation to kids programs and feeder programs to get you into high school. They just don't have them at those schools.
Well, again, I think you've gotten to the point where so many kids go to Scutt, so many kids go to Millard South, pick whatever it is. I mean, when you're going through this little kid, who do you think starting them? Where do you think the coaches are helping from? Where, you know, and not every school can have a little kids program, because then you start fighting back and forth, and it's not pretty. But it's almost shocking to see. I understand what's happening at Class D. At Class A, I just scratch my head. You got thousands of students, and you can't put together 14 kids for a wrestling team. They don't have to be great, but you can't put together 14 kids. I don't know.
Well, right now we're going to talk a little Class D wrestling. We go all the way to Elwood. The head coach of the Pirates, Fast Eddie Aarons, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, how are you?
Good, Tony. Thanks a lot for having me on, buddy.
Well, it's great to get you off the ice.
I
assume you were fishing yesterday.
I didn't go.
Well, Eddie is going his last time through with the Elwood Pirates. He's going to be pseudo-retiring at the end of the year. But Elwood was in the tough D3 over the weekend, and they took five kids to the state tournament. And, Coach, that's kind of been the norm here, right in that ballpark the last few years. Is that what you thought would happen for your team this year?
Yeah, I thought, you know, our goal was to get five or maybe an outside shot at the sixth, and without a couple upsets early, probably would have lined up a little better for us, but that's the way it goes.
Coach, obviously entering the season, you guys knew right in the lower weights, so you don't have many of the bigger kids up there, but in that lower weights from 119 to about 145, you're awfully strong.
Yeah, we've been doing a good job ever since Christmas. Before Christmas, we struggled pretty hard. Our kids, I didn't like where they were at, and so we brought the intensity level up a little and maybe pushed them a little harder and got them back into condition, and then things started going a lot better for us towards the end of the year. And through the middle of the stretch, we went to some good tournaments, and at the time, I wasn't too happy what was going on, but they responded, and we got beat down a little, but we came back, and I think going to those tournaments really helped.
Eddie Aarons joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head wrestling coach at Elwood, and they had Michael Dakey lead them on Saturday as a district champion at 125 pounds. Eddie, talk about Michael a little bit.
Yeah, Michael was one of the ones that really struggle before Christmas. He was in fact, I called him 5-4 Dakey there for a while, and kind of got his attention. He came off a summer where he'd went to Germany and didn't spend a lot of time in the gym, and then right away in football he got hurt, so he missed all of football, and then all of a sudden he come on here in the last, after Christmas, we got him extra conditioning and conditioning class and kind of turned him around, and since then, he has lost one match and won, I think, 18 of the last 19 matches.
Coach, obviously you've had an opportunity to be the state tournament a lot of times. Going out, any parting shots or any feeling on Omaha-Lincoln deal when you look back at the good times you've had at both places?
Well, I hear a lot of that badgering back and forth. It's tradition, When I wrestled for Mullen High School, we wrestled at the Coliseum. I'm sure they don't want to go back to there.
Well, that was on dirt, wasn't it?
Pardon me?
That was on dirt, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was dirt, most of it. If you got lucky, you got to wrestle on the grass. But I hear that every year. Tradition is a state tournament. I don't care if they hold it in a parking lot.
That's a good point. Eddie Ahrens joins us here from Elwood as he's going to be stepping down and leaving the program in some, I'm sure, capable hands over there with the Pirates. We talked about Micah. You got four other kids that are going down. Overall, big picture, how do you like the draws, and you think these kids have a chance to get a win or two out there at Omaha?
Yeah, we're in the first round. Our fourth guys coming in fourth are going to have some really tough matches, but, invariably down there, I see things happen every year, so we're not going to count them out, but they do have some tough draws. Michael is going to be wrestling the first round. He's got a kid from Plainview who has 21 wins. He also has 23 losses, but anyone with 21 wins, you got to respect.
Coach, is there any truth to the rumor that you're stepping down to take over the Elwood High School bowling program?
Absolutely, yes. I think we can get that program on a higher deal if we just push it a little harder.
Coach, what was the emotions of your last district meet?
Well, I was going along pretty good, and then my buddy at Amherst, Ron Evans, he had to make a little speech, and there was a little standing ovation, and that kind of made me feel good. So, yeah, it was kind of hard at times.
It's kind of like catching a big old fish, ain't it? Gives you that warm feeling.
And I'd be a little, I don't know. I've been married to Little Debbie for 37 years, and probably what a lot of people don't understand is she's been my only scorekeeper for 29 years. So she's kind of earned her spot in sainthood, I think.
Well, those are the kind of things that help keep the great sport of wrestling rolling along and moving along. And I know you guys will be looking forward to the trip to Omaha. Eddie, always great working with you. And we'll see you down there at the Quest Center on Thursday, buddy.
Yeah, and I was kind of shocked last year to see Big Daddy down there, but I think he's going to make the trek again. I'm not sure on that.
You know what? I'm going to see you on Thursday, Fast Day. That's a promise.
All right, buddy.
Take care, Eddie. Eddie Ahrens, head wrestling coach at Elwood High School. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No matter what level of play, Dick's Sporting Goods is your baseball headquarters. We have more of everything to elevate your game at incredibly low prices. More bats with extra power and torque. More low prices on gloves with better feel and consistency. Dick's has more cleats from the best brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Reebok, and Mizuno. More protective gear, catcher's equipment, and batting gloves from the top brands. More training aids, apparel, and accessories at super low prices. See this week's ad for the best value on our largest baseball selection ever. If you buy baseball gear somewhere else, you'll pay too much. Every season starts at Dick's.
Got a question. What's the worst thing about buying a used car? Could it be the uncertainty of not knowing what you're really getting? Bingo! Now I have an answer. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes 150-point inspection, then is backed with an incredible 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Did the comfort level just go up in here? Thought so. Honda Certified Used Cars. It's the next best thing to new.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite with Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, rolling through the winter and spring sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 30. Northwest winds remain gusty from 10 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will stay partly cloudy with a low near 8 degrees. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
State moves up to number 7 in the country, so at least we're losing to great teams. Kansas, Kentucky, Villanova, Purdue, Syracuse, then Duke and Kansas State, Gonzaga number 9. We've got Villanova, Connecticut tonight here on ESPN Radio. Tip-off at 6. We've got Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic, boys only tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That's a makeup game from snow out last month. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. Girls, sub-districts begin in classes C and D today across the state. Irish Ken chimes in, only he just signs it as Ken today. So, he put like 30 O's here. Our Powder Blue Royals fan is concerned about the loss of John Buck. That's how many ha's he had. Where have you been the last 2 years? Mark Tien is another story. They'll miss him. But Buck, good riddance, Ken. Oh, Ken, come on, John Buck's our favorite Royal, or he was. And although he may have only hit about 240, being kind.
When he was on the Doug and Daddy show, right after that, he had some great stretches.
Crazy. Just always comes up when you need the man. I mean, good guy. Royals need more of those. Okay, the challenge has been laid down. Who can name more NASCAR drivers? All right? You get to go first. One miss is all you get. One miss. Derek has brought up NASCAR. No, don't be
looking. Well, you can't look over there.
It's not up. You're a cheater. I am not. Oh. That is also well documented.
Oh, yeah.
All right? All right. NASCAR drivers. And remember, Danica Patrick's not one, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and you get to go first, so it's easier for you.
Well, my God, I'll take the guy nobody's ever heard of, Jamie McMurray. That ought to alleviate one from your deal that you didn't know. Okay. So I'm helping you
Are
out
you
right
write
away.
It down? All right. I'll take Dale Earnhardt Jr. Okay, your turn. Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
Clint Bowyer.
Okay, Derek's the judge here, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, Jeff Gordon.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson, Jimmy.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I was going to save this one for a while. I was going to save this one. I was, but I think I'm going to bring it out because I don't know how many more I'm going to know. So I'm going to go. I'm going to go Martin Truex Jr.
Ooh. Oh. All right. Okay. You know what? I'm going to pull one out of the hat here.
Uh-oh.
David Ruderman.
Wow.
Oh, God. Really? Was he in the race yesterday?
Yeah, it's a NASCAR driver.
But was he in the race yesterday?
That's a legitimate NASCAR driver.
Rudiman's okay. A NASCAR.
Okay, can I go with Bobby Labonte?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Four apiece here.
All right.
Four apiece.
How you doing over there? You sweating yet?
Starting to sweat a little bit.
There's so many obvious ones that just aren't popping into our heads right now. How much more time do you need?
Well,
all right, we're gonna get the clock on here in a second.
Okay, Montoya.
Oh, that's such a good one. That was the one I was gonna go with. You even know his first or second?
Juan
name?
Pablo.
Nice.
See, he's an old F1 race, Formula One, contender. Indianapolis. Yeah.
You were on the right track.
Indianapolis.
Oh, God.
Daddy up 5-4.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay. I think he retired, so I can't go with him. See, now I'm struggling. I could be struggling right now. I know there's like 30 of them I should be able to name off here. Let's see. You named Jimmy Johnson. You haven't named Edwards, have you? Carl Edwards.
That's a good one. 5-5.
Casey Kane.
6-5.
Does that work?
Casey that's Kane? Casey Kane, yep.
Okay, Jeff Burton.
Very nice.
Burton! How do you know that? Mark Martin's 51. Hey. Still racing.
Wow, you guys are
that's right, see? Is he still in the Viagra car?
I think he is, actually.
Okay. Greg Biffle.
Wow. Getting down to the nitty-gritty now. We got 14 drivers out already. I think there's only about 40 or 42.
Oh, why did I use Rudiman?
Well, it wouldn't have mattered. I don't know.
Clock's running.
I used Truex.
I think you just lost, Daddy.
Now, okay, so Rusty Wallace, Dale Jarrett, both are retired, right?
That is correct.
Okay, I just wanted to that's just a question. Are you done?
Well, you got geez,
some of the big names you guys missed.
Whoa, if we're going to dedicate time to this god-awful sport, let's dedicate time to it. Whoa.
Okay, I know there's another Gordon. Is it Robbie?
That's correct.
Really? Really?
Well, I had to look at your list. I knew there was a double name in there.
Oh, well, you're looking at lists?
Well, I was looking at your list.
That is such crap. Okay, so now it's my turn. Okay, we've named the guy that drives the M&M car, right?
That's Gordon, Robbie Gordon, yes.
Yeah. And we
think.
And we've named the guy that drives, let's see, Carl Edwards is the guy that does the backflips, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. There's like three or four that are just so damn easy. Oh! Tony Stewart!
That's the big
Tony
name
Stewart,
right there.
Are you kidding me?
8-8. You guys are doing really well.
Let's see.
No, see, they're texting you now. No, no. The two they just sent me are wrong anyway. See, now it's over. You just forfeited. You looked at your phone.
Yep, you just
that's, we can call it a draw.
It is a draw.
Is that fair? I'm running out of ideas.
As the official judge, I'm going to go ahead and call it a draw. But Tony Stewart, one of the bigger names that Doug
Here's
just got.
Kyle Busch.
Yes, Kyle and Kurt Busch. Those are the two big ones that you guys were missing there. But
Kenseth.
Kenseth, even guys like...
Somebody sent me Scott Speed and Brad Keselowski.
Yeah, those are some of the lesser-known guys. You got Dave Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick.
Who's the idiot?
Kenseth. Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip. In the Napa car.
Even got an Andretti, John Andretti in there. I think you guys had Bobby Labonte. Joey Logano, the young kid. I think he's only 19 or 20. Casey Mears. Ryan Newman.
Nima
David
Chick.
Reagan.
I can remember that. Yeah,
Elliot Sadler. Boris Said. Yeah. A lot of guys still in there. Vickers. Brian Vickers.
Brian Vickers, okay.
We got most of the big names.
Yep.
All right,
good go at it.
All right.
That's maybe more than I thought.
Well, I gave you an hour to get yours, and then I...
You know what? Both of you guys did pretty well there, Bond. Both of you guys did pretty well.
Also coming up this week, the Accenture Match Play. So there's golf starting on Wednesday. That's so nice. UNK, I'm going to throw this out. It looks like maybe the weather is going to be good enough. They are supposed to host a huge cross-conference softball, not tournament, but it's round robin. I mean, there's going to be like a billion games this weekend, which is slightly more than a billion. But that's coming up this weekend. UNK gets their season started. The Nebraska baseball team gets their season started.
Efforted Coach Betasol from Fresno State.
So that'll be, well, we'll have to do it by Wednesday because Thursday and Friday we'll be doing the show, most of it anyway, from the Quest Center in Omaha at the state wrestling meet. We'll talk a little UNK basketball. The men took a huge hit. They were down. Then they made a rally from 10 down, like in no time, to tie the ball game up. It got beat 82-74 to Springs. And they go to Regis and Metro, and they basically got to win both of those to have a chance to make the postseason, and they kind of know that. The women, they score 93 points. That's not enough to get their sixth in a row. They lose 101-93, so that must have been very entertaining to watch. Leanne Jamison, a Minden graduate, had a career-high 23. Kim Tissen, Debbie Johnson, had 22. Congratulations to the Hastings women. They are the GPAC regular season champs, and boy, you know if you win that, it's like the only thing better than that is winning the national title. They're ranked number one. They win it to 83-70. Alicia Statler led them with 21 points. It was the final home game for the seniors. They'll catch one here in the conference tournament, though. For the men, they pick up another nice win. They're in the running for a conference title. The women are at Dana Tuesday. The men are at Dana Wednesday. Just two games to go. The men still have a chance to win the conference title. And, boy, would that not be a story. We talked about Nebraska wrestling. UNK has their final regular season meets on the road Wednesday. Hastings will head to the NAIA qualifier on Saturday. The Huskers got thumped by Oklahoma State Friday, and they will go to Iowa State Sunday for their final meet of the year. But finally, the Tri-City Storm. They have now won four in a row. They thump Lincoln on Packet in Purple Night, from what I understand. Outstanding crowd out there and a real fun time. And maybe the greatest fights in the history of Tri-City Storm hockey. Then on Saturday, they went and won in overtime. So they've won four in a row. Derek, your report on what you saw on the fights.
Wow. Yeah, Friday night's game, holy cow. Typical Lincoln goonery. You would not have believed it. I mean, you could kind of feel it playing a physical game. But, you know, Jim McGrory, I'm going to call him out, the coach for Lincoln. He puts in his second-string goalie for the sole purpose of fighting our first-string goalie and getting our first-string goalie out of the game. And he accomplished his goal there because they went at center ice when the whole big brawl was going down. Over 200 penalty minutes between the two teams. And I tell you what, it's great for the fans. You know, a lot of fans like the rough-and-tumble game. I'm one. I don't mind fights in hockey. I think it kind of self-polices the game, kind of eliminates some of the dirty play when the guys can go out there and throw down. But complete line brawls incited by Lincoln's goonery, there's no place for that. Lincoln, you know what? If you're getting beat and you suck this year, suck it up and get beat. You don't need to try to send everybody home with bruises.
It was a cross-check that started kind of the whole deal.
Yeah, it was just some rough play, yeah, that started the whole deal. And generally, when something goes well, they had one of their guys Pinkston was trying to go after one of their guys after he had made a dirty play. The guy tried to get Pinkston to drop the gloves to get him a penalty, and then he backed off, big wuss. Another guy tried to jump in for Lincoln. Pinkston said, "Hey, what's going on here?" And then from there, kind of things just escalated out of control.
Six in penalty box for Lincoln, six in the penalty box for the Storm at the same time.
Yes, and the bad thing was that Pinkston, Rick Pinkston, one of our better tough guys, was already in the box when the brawl went down, so we didn't even have him on the ice for that. And that, he would have made a difference.
What happens if he'd have come out of the box?
If he would have came out of the box, he would get a suspension. But no suspensions were handed down. There were four game misconducts for the Storm. They lost four players for the rest of the game. Lincoln lost three, but no suspensions handed down for the next games.
Mark in Minden says, "I was going to send in a message saying how there's nothing to talk about now that football is over, but I think you made your point for me by talking NASCAR." Thanks, Mark. Lunchtime at the Chicken Coop. I've been able to dine there a couple of times lately. And don't forget that Wednesday night is Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. For just $5 between 5 and 10 p.m., you can get any burger you want. Cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, even the legendary Totally Jack burger. Plus, you can catch all the games at the Coop, whether it's the Huskers or your favorite college or NBA contest, men's, women's, whatever you want to watch. They're going to put it on because they've got so many televisions. You can have your own TV if you want, or they'll put it up in front of the entire crowd with their their HD TVs. There's not a bad seat in the house. Lunch specials every day. They change every day, so you can have something new. You want to eat there 7 days a week? You're going to get something new 7 days a week. Great food and drink specials every night. And again, don't forget Big Burger Night every Wednesday night, just $5 off the menu, 7 ounce ground chuck, fries, Wednesday nights at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. So that's what's coming up. We've got another break to take here on the Doug and Daddy Show, 888-455-ESPN, the phone number, the Dan Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I was just corrected by our buddy John, an emailer to the show here. There were a few suspensions handed down that I wasn't aware of, apparently. T.J. Schleter, I believe he said Michael Montrose and Tyler Pistone all had a one-game suspension. So they did not play Saturday night.
Still
but hey,
won.
Still won. Ambergy got two goals there, one for the game winner. So,
yeah, I thought listening to Skip Saturday that I think he was talking to Montrose while he was out. We'll go to the email. We'll have more to talk about right after this.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. So what do? Run for the coffee? Grab a soda? But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. Instead of sleepy and groggy, you could be bright and alert without the jitters. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins, amino acids, and as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. It has zero sugar, zero herbal stimulants, and only 4 calories. The 2-ounce shot takes seconds to drink, and in minutes, you're feeling like your old self again. And that feeling lasts for hours. So replace all those afternoon coffees and sodas with 1 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park. Thoroughly thoroughbred right from the start.
Live Thoroughbred Racing returns to Bonner Park Friday and Saturday. Catch the fun and excitement of opening day at the races. Free admission, free parking, free grandstand seating. Post time 2 p.m. Friday, 1:30 p.m. Saturday. Sunday racing begins March 7th. Bonner Park, Grand Island.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 30. Northwest winds remain gusty from 10 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, the skies will stay partly cloudy with a low near 8 degrees. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Let's go to the Tim Popper inbox here on the Doug and Daddy Show. At the start of the show, I talked about the joke that the Daytona 500 was. And then Daddy challenged me. I said I could name more NASCAR drivers than he could. We decided it was a tie. But most folks thought we did okay. Rusty and Lamar says, how can you have a judge that thinks Mark Martin drives the Viagra car and the M&M car is driven by Robbie Gordon?
Hey, I follow real sports.
Robbie Gordon drives the Monster Energy drink car. Kyle Busch drives the M&M car, and Mark Martin drives the GoDaddy.com sponsored car. Your judge knows his drivers and sponsors about as well as the track repairman know how to patch a pothole at Daytona.
It's very true, but like I said, I mean, I try to follow real sports in my normal times.
So. Good Lord.
Speaking of real sports, here's your lineup for the day. Cross-country skiing going on, 1 to 2:15, then again at 3:30 to 5.
What's that?
Women's luge.
What is that?
The Olympics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to
the Olympics, which they said is up 35% viewership.
Oh, does that mean people are watching it?
What did they say? How many millions of people were watching it this weekend? Millions? Colin Cowherd quoted it right off the top of the show today.
Around the world doesn't surprise me. I have nothing else to watch.
The Super Bowl also on around the world.
A little update. Germany. Yeah, capturing a gold and silver in the men's luge.
Snowboarding, curling,
Heather Carney winning the moguls. That's right, Carney winning the moguls. I'll tell you, she's crying while the national anthem's playing. If you don't like that, then go north, south, get out of here.
Question. Figure skating is a Paris free program. No admission to get in there?
I'm guessing you might need to have a ticket. I don't know. There was some baseball played over the weekend. UNK, notably, sweeps the 14th-ranked team in the country, Wayne State. They pack up both of them. They go to Colorado. They try to find a field they can play on, and they play. And the Lopers win 6-4, 6-1. But because of poor weather Sunday, the final two games were canceled. Jared Lush and Andre O'Connor earn the wins. Ricky Muir earns a save. Felix Segovia was leading the way at the plate for the Lopers. UNK scheduled to go to Washburn and play in Topeka this weekend. Didn't go as well for Hastings College. Out to Colorado Christian, a member of the RMAC conference. Lost all four. They play Regis this weekend, another member of the conference. And finally, this note kind of buried under everything else that happened over the weekend. Athletic Director Tom Osborne announcing late Friday that the contracts for all Nebraska football coaches have been finalized and signed by the necessary parties. Osborne says he is pleased that Nebraska's football coaching staff will remain intact for a third straight season. Nebraska is one of 12 schools nationwide to have the same coaching staff for a third straight season.
Awesome. And that's not because people haven't come after him either, so feel they're on the verge of something special.
Here's one that I want to send out to some of our special listeners out there. Redshirt freshman Marty Molina broke the UNK school record in the triple jump Friday night.
Over 50 feet, I believe.
1.25 inches.
Marty, the one-man party.
That breaks it by about 3 inches. John Locks used to have it back in February 2003. Molina's leap qualifies him for the NCAA championships next month.
Congratulations.
So there you go. Hey, by the way, I wrote this note over the weekend because the Syracuse-Louisville game on yesterday, Syracuse gets upset at home by Rick Pitino. Worst intentional foul call in the history of basketball, made by another one of the guys named Higgins. There's so many of them that ref basketball, but this was the old man gray hair guy. Calls an intentional foul with 17 seconds left. The guy reaches in. Barely even gets him on the wrist. They get tangled up. The kid falls down. There was no pushing. There was no punching. There was no grabbing. There was no holding. In a 2-point game, I believe it was, immediate suspension for the referee for making the call. You have to be held accountable for sucking. You can't make that call. I don't care if you've been doing it, and it looks like for 50 years, you just decided the game. You decided a hard-fought game by making the worst possible decision as a referee you could make at that time by calling an intentional foul. Over and over again, they replay it. There is no way that any sane official, and I've seen some that aren't, would have made that call.
Dude, Doug, I'm gonna throw another call at you. Did you see when Pitino went nuts right before the end of the first half on the moving screen? That was a good call by the official. And it was an easy call by the, I mean, he's standing right there. The guy slides over, clearly a moving screen, calls a foul, points the other end. Pitino is out on the floor going nuts.
Well, then tee him up.
Well, I mean, he got away with it. It goes the ball, go to halftime. He's out there arguing with the guy. I have no idea what he was arguing about. I cannot imagine sitting with Rick Pitino and saying, what did you see differently here? Because they had the camera. One of those deals where you usually say, well, that's not a very good angle. Well, this is as perfect of an angle as you could get in the same sideline the official had. I was thinking, Rick Pitino, boy, quit wearing that white suit and quit arguing about that call.
Daddy, anything else you wanted to mention from the weekend? I've got one last thing to get you out of here on. I want to end on wrestling because I'm really looking forward to the state meet this week.
Go ahead. I'm good.
The much-anticipated matchup. And I can't wait for you to meet Jack Wardine, because I think he's going to be your new favorite Loper when he comes to play football.
I'm waiting for that match.
But you've thrown him under the bus. Well,
No.
What? You said the referee made a horrible call.
It was a terrible call.
All right.
I didn't throw Jack.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to decide it on the mat. That's all I wanted.
Well, it was on Saturday in the district championship. Both were competing at the D1 at Sutton, so that probably made it a little bit more exciting. Michael Schaff, who many thought could go undefeated his whole career, a freshman last year, undefeated, goes to the state finals, takes on Wardina Palmer. They are both outstanding, but Jack, just older. He was a junior, now they're sophomore, senior. Many people thought if Schaaf wins that state final last year, he's going to run the table in his career. A lot of pressure on the young man. The match ends with a controversial tech point being called on Schaaf in overtime for grabbing Wardine's singlet. Okay, something you just never see. Right or wrong, that's just the way it happened.
Wrong, as it was.
Yesterday, they meet up 1-2 in the state Saturday, and Schaaf pins Jack Wardine in 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Both had scored. It was back and forth in the time that they had, but now look for maybe those two to meet up again in the state finals. But Schaaf does get some revenge there and pins Wardine of Palmer. Never would have saw that coming.
Nah, but that's one of those deals. You got two big guys. Somebody makes a wrong move at the wrong time. Bam, it's over. And probably that's what happened. Hey, I'm looking forward to that match. Many other great matches. Line them up, folks. Get started Thursday. B and C goes first.
Yeah.
A and D second.
8:30 on Thursday, 4:30 for A and D. Complete coverage right here. Chris and Carney chimes in. Another bad decision over the weekend. If you're going to propose to your girlfriend at a Rangers hockey game, make sure she's going to say yes. Did you see this? The whole, you know, the scoreboard on Valentine's Day. I think it was yesterday. You know, he's pointing. He's going, hey, look at the scoreboard, because she's eating nachos or blabbering to the person next to her. You know, it's like, Michelle, will you marry me? She grabs her purse, stands up, and walks out. Some people now believe it was staged. Some people believe it was a publicity stunt by the Rangers, but we don't know.
Oh, God. Oh.
I want to thank Eddie Aarons, Elwood Wrestling Coach. More coverage, basketball, wrestling coming up this week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Enjoy your Burger King, Eddie.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.